Can we need to restart it? That's what helped last time.
You rock with being on that mic.
Yeah.
I'm gonna sneeze.
Right?
I can feel it coming.
You really are as cold as ice.
I don't think that's very accurate. It's not it.
Right. Do you want to hear the soundtrack?
Sure.
Okay. Okay, well, got it all sorted out. Got it all
squared away. It's interesting how you never.
It's
interesting how you never want to talk, but you also always want to talk at the same time.
Oh no.
I'll let you figure that one out.
The most girlfriend thing ever. Oh, you know what, Billy? You know what, Loxy? It's interesting. Yeah, it's interesting how, like, you know, you always want to talk, but you never really want to talk, you know?
Wow. Do I really sound like a gay man when I talk? Is that...
You really sound like a gay man.
Is that your interpretation?
Booty boo. You really,
and he never really answered the question,
the
just as I suspected
and
he would.
Get the tan on your booty boo. Do we both get texts at the same time?
I don't even know where my phone is.
That's weird. Who was it? Was it bad or good, or just do I have to answer this? Oh no, it's the club, the art club.
What?
They're asking why you didn't show up tonight.
Oh, really?
And they're having another event near us.
Oh.
And she replied to me.
That makes it just a little more awkward. Did you promise you would?
I'm just kidding. But who is this person and what are they trying to say? Oh, here. Here. Here.
You can't expect me to be committed
right,
to
we'll
these
do
podcast
this off air.
Episodes.
We're going to do this off air, but I'm gonna send this. You go ahead. No, you freestyle it. I'm going to send this to you, though.
Well,
so
you know. If you want me to be committed to something, it would be helpful if you took it maybe more seriously.
We'll
also
see. Here it goes again.
You know?
Here we go again.
Otherwise, I don't think you're allowed to get upset with
here
me for not.
We go again. Around and around in the circle.
In the circle?
Ah, no, stop. Katya, don't.
Oh, wait, never mind.
You've been
mind.
Re-injuring my leg for like 2 months now.
What?
Yeah, you know it, and then you always deny it. Yeah.
Why don't you tell me
like
something?
When you bend the leg over my head.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Or you push really hard on like the parts that you know are injured.
Well, I didn't.
Which is just like, you, it's interesting what you choose to like attack, you know? Like,
it's not.
Well, you know how like.
It's not
you know
conscious.
How like wolves. Well, like if there's a sick wolf.
There's a sick wolf.
Yeah,
what
they
happens?
Attack.
Oh, they attack.
Yeah. And they kill.
Tell me more.
And they kill the weak
oh, they
wolf.
They kill the yeah. weak wolf.
Yeah, it's like a pack thing. So, like, you're like on a like some level detecting the weak parts of me. Like you're like, fuck, there's a hernia in his disc. And you're like, oh, let's get it. You know what I mean? Like, oh,
like
the
some
leg.
Subconscious primal instinct.
Yeah, you're like just trying to like, I like Luxy, but I need to like kill the weak parts of him so that he
oh,
can
so
be.
Oh, so that's what you do
strong.
When you squeeze me really tight and you're like.
Strong.
You're so cute, you need to die.
So you be strong, boy. Oh, what is that called? Is that a real thing? Don't make me pick my phone up. What do they call it?
I'm
what
not
do they
sure.
call it? I turn off my Hey Google because you got me paranoid. Hey Google. Off.
Good. As
not
it should
good.
Be.
Not good.
Yeah.
Not good.
That's fucked up.
That's so fucked up. That's so crazy how like ChatGPT does that. What is it called when someone has a sickness where they want to squeeze cute things too hard?
Is that a sickness?
Like, yo, the answer to that is you're high. Oh, cute aggression. This phenomenon is not actually a sickness, but rather an emotional response, and some people experience when they see something extremely cute. It's characterized by expressions of aggression, like the desire to squeeze, bite, or pinch, but without intent to cause harm. Researchers believe that cute aggression is a way our brains regulate overwhelmingly positive emotions. It's essentially the brain's way of balancing out intense feelings to allow us to function without getting completely carried away by them. That is the PG answer.
Interesting.
The PG-13 or maybe even R.
Okay.
Is wolf pack. Attack the weak. Kill the weak. Eat them. Nourish thyself. Strengthen thy clan.
I don't know how applicable that would be to today's world.
Oh, Bob's showing up about 20 minutes late to work. Yes, we must dismember and eat him for this ceremonial dinner. Yes, yes. Sorry, Bob. Like, I know usually the routine is you get fired, you know, you go.
Yeah, over, usually, but, also humans.
Here we do things a little different.
Shared here very we eat different the, behavioral patterns, you know. Humans and wolves are very, very different creatures.
Here we eat eat the weak one. In this case, corporate America, the weak one is the one that's 30 minutes late to work and doesn't get all the tasks done quite on time. So, we took a little vote, and actually, I'm getting your left leg. And Sue, she's got dibs on right thigh. She loves, you know, old Sue. She's a real thigh chomper. And Bob's just like, bro, there must be some mistake. I have to get going. Sorry, I didn't work out. Oh, no, Bob. You're not going anywhere but to heaven or hell, and that's not a choice for us. That's a choice for the good Lord. We're just here to dismember you. Oh, no. Wolfpack gang, Cracker.
I think this will be a unique episode. It will be.
You're a unique episode.
Nice. That meant nothing.
What?
And
are you an episode?
No.
She's like, sometimes I have episodes, but I am not like a whole episode, all right? I am a me. I am a Lexi, and I live and breathe in existence.
It's really fascinating that you think that's how I sound. Right. I always just try and analyze. Your voice and how your face moves when you sound like that.
Yeah.
Always wondering what's going on. Okay, Cabbage Patch Kid. Those eyes.
So, it went from like kind of like at this point, I'm just eating raw cabbage on a couch.
Oh, well, I like raw cabbage. It's a good snack.
Here's the difference between 2 CBD and THC drops and 4. Here's between 10 mils and 40. 10 mil, nice dinner. You know, chef some stuff up in the kitchen. You know, ha, we. 40 mils, I can barely chew this raw cabbage on a couch right now.
Well, I don't know if anyone listening has ever eaten raw cabbage. And here's a specific kind of cabbage that you can do this with, and that's the flat cabbage.
And maybe if it was just freshened up a little, you know, like a little spritz of lime or like sauce on some it, sort
but
of.
I don't, I honestly, when I was a kid, I used to eat it plain.
In
so.
Russia, salt is the spice.
No. I would just eat it plain.
I mean, let's be honest, not exactly known for their curries.
Oh, yeah, I would just eat it plain, to be honest. So the salt was already yes. like more than I
yes,
would normally
do. Yes,
they
made a special dish. It's very intricate. The ingredients. Our cabbage.
It's not a dish, it's a snack.
And, get well, it,
get
sometimes,
your facts straight.
Sometimes salt.
Get your facts straight.
It's not a dish, it's a snack. I forgot. To make it a dish, we have to boil it.
Make or steam dish, it. You probably have to do something
Ooh,
with it.
I will steam them. I will steam some cabbage. Is there leftovers?
Yeah.
I'll make a mean fried rice right now if you have peanuts. If you have peanuts.
I thought you were cooking pasta. What's going on?
I will cook pasta, but if you had... If you have peanut, I tell you what I do. I take cabbage, chop up real nice. Sichuan pepper. Ooh, you know Sichuan pepper? Sichuan peppercorn. And a grinder.
You just turned to my Chinese grandma.
Chinese peppercorn in the grinder. You like grinder? Chinese peppercorn.
You sound like you know a lot about grinder. Weird.
Awkward.
Oh, no.
No, you're more gay than me.
Oh, no.
I'm not gay. Asian. No. That maybe is Asian also, but it's also gay. Gay is the common denominator there.
How much time did you spend in Thailand eating soups?
It's not Asian American. It's gay or gayer. And I think you chose gayer. Gayer.
What?
Gayer.
I chose what?
Mo gay.
I chose what?
Gayer.
Gayer what?
You.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
See, I wish you had a sibling. That way you could have gotten this out of your system at, like, the appropriate age.
Yeah, but then it'd be complicated with the inheritance. And it would have stressed me out. I would have already burnt that bridge. See, I like that I burned all the bridges I need to before, and now I can build.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're it's not really stuck. Hard to
Here's
do that in your
50s. Here's the problem with bad family. You get stuck with burnt bridges. You know what I mean? Like, not nice. You're like, fuck. Like, I can't cross the bridge, but the island's still right there. Ah. You know what I mean? Mm. But if you do it out early, you can regrow. You know what I mean?
Like me?
Yeah, like you. Good example, yes.
My bridges aren't entirely burnt. They're just, like, hanging by a thread.
I ain't gonna cross no burn down bridges. Mm-hmm. But I'll swim in ocean for you. And I am into some exotic dishes. But only if they truly taste in scrum diddly, scrum diddly, scrum diddly umptious.
I don't think I can do this anymore.
I've been saying that for 20 years.
Really weird.
I don't think I can do this anymore.
You know why?
Because this is the difference between 10 milligrams and 40. Like, oh, one drop of a CBD or THC. Let's take two drops of ETH. Ah, what they call that? They call that double chubba chubba. What's a
was
double?
Was that it? What's was a that double, all double, we took?
What's a double trouble chubba? Oh, that's a double trouble times two. That's a double twaddle chubba.
I can't look at you right
that's
now.
That's a quattro. Katya, let's get back to some basic math. I can't. So like, I don't know if it's you or me or the weed, but like, I just can't look at you. Right now, like, really, like, I'm gonna look over here. And can you answer the question without looking at me? Can you? It's a real simple question.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. What's two times two? Oh no!
Why are you asking me this?
Oh no!
Seriously?
Oh no! In Spanish, Katya. In Spanish.
Dude.
Oh no. She doesn't even know what I asked her.
You asked me what's two times two. It's four.
See?
But why are you asking me that?
In Spanish. I asked what it was in Spanish. I said, what's two times two in Spanish? And she's like, four. Whoa.
I didn't.
We're gonna take it down a notch and you're fucking on your medicinal I don't wanna say dosage. What would you call it? Portion,
why
serving?
Are you assuming things right now?
What? Qua?
That's like me asking you, hey, what's red plus blue, Aaron?
No, because that is, well, okay, I would probably say purple, but I might be wrong. Is it?
Yeah, it's purple.
Yeah, see? Okay, I got it right. Now ask me that in Spanish.
What's red plus blue in Spanish?
Yeah,
I didn't realize you asked me in Spanish.
What is purple in Spanish, Katya?
Morado, I think it's morado.
That might be, and that's also what they call blackberries.
Mora.
Blackberry is more like a purple berry. They call them the purples, the morado.
But cuatro, dude, I know how to count to at least 10 in Spanish. Come on.
Cuatro, loco, hermana.
I know how to count in Spanish. Loco. My Spanish is actually not that bad. I gotta go. I can't. You're freaking me out. And I can't do this right now.
Oh,
and
no.
I actually can't.
Oh, I see. I see. Because you want to, I see how it is. Because you want to talk about things, but you don't really want to talk about things.
Oh, I want to talk about things, but you
okay,
don't.
Okay, Katya. Fine. We will talk about things. We got to edit out this word. Should we edit out your name real quick? Or you want to leave it in there?
I don't know. You can't even find me on social media. I don't exist.
Okay, fuck it. Okay, she's revealed herself.
I gotta go. It's been nice. Yeah.
Just when I thought I was really high, I realized she was higher than me.
You're freaking me out.
What? I'm literally just sitting on the couch.
I know, which is the weird part.
You are so weird. You are so weird. You were high. You know what? Everybody heard it. You know what the trigger was.
I just can't. I can't look at you right now.
Do you remember?
I gotta go.
No. Yeah. Do you remember what the trigger was?
I'm triggered right now. And then he grabbed my leg silently.
Oh, yeah?
And
oh,
held
yeah?
me there, yeah.
You, Lexi, you know what?
What?
Me too.
You too?
Me too.
Okay, I gotta go. Yeah.
Come on, let's just do let's just do 10 more minutes.
Set me free.
Will you still podcast if I let you go? Can we make a deal?
No.
Why not? Stand, flex, and talk.
Because the podcast is part of why I'm tripping.
Oh, no. It's so weird right now. We just listened like 10 minutes to Joe Rogan and Cat Williams, and now fucking Cat Williams is tripping. Oh, Catty. Oh, Catty Williams.
It's paranoia 30 mm-hmm. right now.
You like that?
No.
Why not? You want to talk about it? Why do you want to talk about all these things, but you don't want to talk about it?
Actually, I'll talk about
Let's
it.
Let's fucking do
you
it.
You want to talk about it?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's talk about it.
So let me try to find a way to formulate this thought so that in a way that you will understand it. Because oftentimes I seem to not communicate as clearly to you as I intend to.
This is real. This is real. This is analog. Right. It's not digital. This is all real wiring. This is real.
Yeah. Like, you know, a lot of things about a lot of different subjects, but when it actually comes, like, when I actually want to discuss something deep with you, you just run instantly away from it. And it's just bizarre to me because, I don't know.
Lexi, don't run, girl.
I feel like you never want to be in
Lexi
depth.
Lexi, right here.
You never want to go in depth.
I'm right. Now, let's go.
So I feel like I can't really reach you on that kind of level, you know?
Let's,
like, I feel like
reaching.
There's a wall between you and the person that you present to the world, you know? Probably because there's a wall between yourself inside, I don't know, internally. You and your internal self. Yeah, there's a war going on inside your head.
There's a war going on outside.
That's what it feels
no
like. That's what it feels
from.
Like. And you're not letting anyone in. It's just you fighting this war inside your head and you're not being receptive most of the time.
There's a war going on inside.
Like
no
right
man
now,
is
for instance.
From.
Like you're thinking about the thought and then you're like, I
no,
can't think about
this
thought. Sure,
real
but you're just, you know what I'm saying? Do you see what you're doing? You're
you think
changing
I'm in
the
denial
subject.
Of myself.
I just don't think you want to face
maybe
yourself.
True. I don't know. Maybe I'm in denial.
I'm telling
being
you this from personal experience. I dealt with someone like this
maybe
for
I'm
a
in
long
double
time.
Double D, double D denial. Oh,
maybe something that scares
Louis?
Me sometimes.
Is it Louis?
No, my mom.
Oh, thank
maybe
God.
Something that's,
I'd rather be your mom than Louis.
My mom is not that horrible. But sometimes
no, she's not that horrible. She's tough and a little mean and like yeah,
insensitive
like I wouldn't want her to be my mom.
Sociopathic. Yeah. Anyways.
Actually, I wonder if Louis is more at peace than your mom. Just in his own weird, fucked up way. If he's just alone and just at peace and being weird as shit.
I think so.
And your mom's just like frustrated.
Yeah. 100%. 100%.
I'd bury your mom if she buried me.
She wouldn't bury you though. That's the thing.
She wouldn't bury me?
She doesn't want to drive more than 12 kilometers.
To bury someone?
For anything.
I ain't burying nobody's more than 12K. All right, cool. Okay, got that. Your mom won't bury anybody's within
12K.
No,
my point is like, something that worries me, and I think something that I was started tripping about was like, sometimes I get this worrying thought that maybe I'm just with you because I want to fix you. Because, like, you do remind me of my mom in many ways, and you're not the same people, but you guys clearly process some sort of, like, thing in your life similarly, and, like, that, therefore, I can't reach you guys, and it's been incredibly fun. And so I'm like, is this, like, my little passion project, or, like, what am I doing here?
So, many times, it's not about fixing somebody.
I know.
It's about,
like, helping them get there.
It's about being patient enough with them because of your love to allow them to go through their process.
And that's what I'm actually trying to do. When I say fixing someone, that's kind of what I meant. It's a vague term that I think people...
We're all going through our
process. But that's the thing, is, like, I've been so patient with my mom, for instance, right? I've been so patient with her. I really have. Like, I've tried to, you know, give her a lot of understanding. But it's been hard, you know? It's hard when someone, first of all, doesn't tell you anything about themselves and is paranoid. Like, I don't know my mom like that.
I know that I need a big time cleanse-o-ski from everything. I need to handle all my freaking business, meet you in Asia, and do a fucking... Let's do a Panchakarma, like... Let's do Panchakarma in, like, November, right? Like, a month or two before the Kumbh. You know what I mean? Get the right visa this time for India, please. Like, the fuck?
Yeah, okay, of course.
You know, and then, like, that sounds like a good idea. That would be cool. Like, you know what I mean? And don't say the name of the place, but, like,
yeah,
the one that you like down south by the beach.
Oh, that one?
Oh, are you talking about the one in the mansion in the Himalayas?
No.
You're talking about the one by the beach with the Russians?
Yeah. No, just because I, for some reason, remember you being like, "Oh, this is actually not that good." I don't know
the
why.
One
like
by the beach?
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you did some research on another place.
Oh well, look, like honestly, I'm like 80% tempted to just do the one in Bali, but I don't want to pay another, basically with tickets and everything, like $8,000 for you. Because $8,000's already a lot that I wouldn't probably do, but I could probably do it for a little less and make it worth it and spend some time there. But then it's like, add that $8,000 turns to $16,000. You know what I mean? For a month. $16,000 a month is like, it's fine, but there's better places to put $16,000 right now than a month in Bali. You know what I mean? With a girlfriend, like... So, and I don't want to go to Indonesia, and I shouldn't go to Indonesia anyways. Indonesia actually is not the place for me. So, yeah, I think the one in the south looked good. The one by the beach, but the problem is you can't go in the water when you're Panchakarma-ing, which I think is a weird rule.
But don't you shower?
Yeah, oh, I found out it's actually just what it is like you're supposed to give your body...
Isn't it about, like, changing your body's temperature? You're not supposed to...
Maximum rest. Who was the third guy today? Was he just, like, the van guy?
I don't know, but he wasn't wearing the same outfits that they were.
Maybe he's just the van guy. You think they installed, like, a listening device?
No way. All right. Seems like... This is probably the end of the episode.
Oh, no. Should we play the music already?
Yeah.
You want pasta? We should eat some pasta, sober up, and just, like, really just relax a little bit. Because my leg is fucking stressing out.
I feel weird.
Oh, no.
You're freaking me out.
I'm freaking you out?
Well, no, because, like, you're so familiar but so foreign at the same time.
You might be having, an episode. Something might have been triggered. Like, you might be breaking away from physical reality right now a little bit.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like, you might be seeing the same image, but it invoking a different set of emotions in your mind. Dude, like us, like, it's not, what's it called? It's not called psychotic episode. It's called like a, it's just an episode.
You calling me schizo?
No.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Okay. No, he says and looks away awkwardly.
What? Don't do that, Aaron. Don't call her schizo. What do you mean? I'm not calling her. You know, you heard what I said, buddy. Okay, jeez. Just realize, please don't hurt me.
Cool. I don't know.
So I'm glad we got all like, I'll go ahead and whip some sauce up. You know what I mean?
You're saying that I'm seeing things?
I'm just saying,
that's really
like,
interesting coming from a person like you.
I think questioning of the physical reality is one thing, but having a separate set of emotions evoked from the same image is another, because that's a drastic internal change without having a drastic external change,
which means
not being quite...
Actually, like, taking substances will change.
Oh my God, she's definitely leaving me. She wants to leave me right now. It's so crazy. She pretends that I'm the one.
Oh,
but that's
no.
just her way. That's just her way of making it all seem simple and all seem not completely in the realm of absolute narcissism. You know, just a nice balance of like, well, he's gonna leave me, so I might as well just not worry and leave him if I'm gonna leave him. You know what I mean?
That is not at all what is going through my head. I am so disturbed.
I am also a little delusional.
You are delusional 100%. You are 100% delusional.
Oh, my left leg is really feeling weird tonight.
Like, maybe, you know...
My left leg is not
feeling
what? Good.
You want to know something? If you want to verify these delusions, you could just ask, or like, I don't know, figure out a way to find out. But like, really making assumptions based on nothing?
I'll tell you what felt really good. Remember that, this is not an assumption. Do you remember that stuff that the doctor was giving me?
The drops?
No, the injections.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Leg. What was it?
PRP?
No. The numbing stuff.
Oh.
Procaine. I might need to get a little of that at the pharmacy.
Really?
Yeah, can you handle me?
Can I do a muscular injection? Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I just need to IM some procaina.
Yeah.
And watch a movie. I'll just get some off of a wrap of
really? I also have another thing. Tramadol.
No, I think procaine is healthier.
Yeah, definitely.
I think Tramadol is
you're
a
right.
little too close to Tramazome.
Tramazome.
Can I order some for real?
Shout out to Adam Curtis.
Shout out to Adam Curtis. He is the best filmmaker.
Wow.
Watch
oh my
all
God,
his
no,
films.
I just
name
started,
his films.
I started a whole
let's,
other subject
let's name
here.
Adam Curtis films right now. Okay, Hyper.
Normalization.
Tramazome.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Cot.
There's hypernormalization too.
Wait. Oh no. Hey Google. Oh wait. Google.
I don't really know.
Hey Google. How Google.
Curtis's film names.
List Adam Curtis documentaries. Okay. Let's see if they took my. They're gonna do it in short. Remember list. I told ChatGPT. Oh. It didn't list anything.
They didn't even give you a list. What's going on? I thought this was supposed to be intelligent technology.
Wait, that's crazy.
Even Google gives you lists.
That's crazy.
When you ask it for a list.
Will it give me a list or will it just be absolute retardation?
No lists.
They're blackballing Adam Curtis. They're doing what Google. They're doing what Google used to do, where you would search something and it would reroute you to like a different subject or a photo of something that wasn't it,
so
and
that's
you would
bullshit.
Click that.
That's why I don't use ChatGPT.
Yeah, it's
I
complete
noticed,
bullshit.
I noticed that that's what it's been doing.
It's blackballing Adam Curtis, of course, because he's one of the most prophetic documentary filmmakers has ever existed. Yeah, he's only literally making some of the most incredible documentaries in the world, and he has actual fact access to all of the BBC's B-roll forever since the existence of television and broadcasting, basically. and you're just like, ChatGPT, don't know Adam Curtis.
It's crazy.
Insane. And it's even worse because they say
this is what you traded for efficiency.
I don't even want to write. I wasn't able to find specific documents by Adam Kerr. They know what I said. Adam Curtis, you know what I said. Stop playing stupid ChatGPT-4.
And they make you pay $20 extra.
My apologies for the confusion earlier. Adam Curtis is a well-known British documentary filmmaker, noted for his distinctive style, often exploring. Oh, here's the list. Oh, thanks. Pandora's Box, The Century of Self, The Power of Nightmares, Felt Like a Kiss, all watched over by machines. Of Loving Grace. Well, that one sounds good. 2011. Investigates how computers have failed to liberate humanity and instead have distorted and simplified our view of the world around us. Ding, 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 ding. Yeah. No wonder you like to fucking censor ChatGPT. Oh, number 7. Hypernormalization argues that government financiers, technology, and utopians have since the 70s been given up on the complex real world and build a simpler fake world run by corporations and kept stable by politicians. Oh, they conveniently left out Trauma Zone, which was probably one of his prolific films ever made.
It was
made.
a four or five part thing.
Yeah. Oh, you just left out his like 9-part.
Oh, maybe even 9. It was
docuseries that was on BBC about the collapse of the USSR and the emergence of Putin and this freaking Russia. Might be applicable.
It's crazy that they don't want Americans to hear about this.
How do you not mention Trauma Zone, ChatGPT-4? Is this a conspiracy to oppress the information on Adam Curtis? Fuck it, I'll play their games.
No, not at all.
Oh, conveniently, I left out everything about me saying it's a conspiracy against Adam Curtis and just wrote, you're right, I apologize for the oversight. Trauma Zone is another significant.
How did it forget? You, what do you mean you just forgot about Trauma Zone? You can't forget.
You forgot? You're you have a all machine. The data.
This is not forgetting.
Dude, I was thinking about what you said earlier about the black magic, about the fucking online gambling too, and it's true. I've actually documented it. Like, I've documented win versus loss ratio and patterns, and like there's an algorithm that they're studying people's betting behavior, and they're like, I saw something and the screen glitched, like there was this little ch-ch-ch, and I was like, huh, that's weird, but then I won the very next hand, so I forgot about it, and then loss, and it was weird because I was losing in the pattern that I usually use to win. That's won me ridiculous percentages higher.
They know you now. They know how you work.
They got the pattern.
Mm-hmm. We are just monkeys, after all.
Despite all my rage, I'm still just a rat in a cage.
Well,
just another.
You know how paranoid I am? So, because I know Russian, I sometimes search for the same thing.
Russia is not playing.
No. But I'll search for the same thing, but in Russian, and I'll get completely different results.
Yeah, it's two different teams playing
and
two different games.
If you really want to spice it up, sometimes search the same thing, same in the same language, but use a VPN and search it from a different country, a different location.
No.
And that's when things get interesting. And that's when you start realizing information censorship.
It's gonna get crazy.
It's like, dude, the
name of the game as a very large generalization in general. The name of the game with technology is to take more real time from real people. That's the name of the game. They call it eye time.
Mm.
Eye time. How much time are your eyes on the screen? That's eye time.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're selling. I won't go down the rabbit hole, but there's a literal cryptocurrency called basic attention token. And that pays based on amount of time your eyes are spent on the screen. And you can harvest other people's time. Like if you have like a show or a fucking photo or whatever, if you have a series and someone watches an hour of eye time, and then you times that by 1 million people and they all watch an hour, that's 1 million hours of eye time is how it's calculated. So it's like a real matrix. It's a real metrics of measurement is what I'm saying.
Okay.
And like a big thing right now is just maximum eye time. Like there's algorithms to maximize the amount of eye time you spend or I spend or real humans spend on screens. And that's a direct like counterweight to the amount of real time that's spent. So the machines are literally, this is true. This is not like it sounds like a conspiracy in the sentence. Like it sounds like the plot of I shouldn't say it sounds like a conspiracy. I should say it sounds like the plot of a bad 90s sci-fi film. But when you actually listen to the real words that I'm saying, it's reality. There is literal algorithms from AI machine learning programs to figure out how to maximize the amount of time it takes away from humans' realities, physical realities and time with others, and put that time on the screen. Like your eye time is how is the actual term for that metric.
Okay, that's how that's getting measured. Real then he starts clawing
the air. What I'm saying, when you're like, oh, like these searches are taking longer, ChatGPT used to give quicker answers, and even now that we've said, and when we say you're incorrect, you know, like it says, yes, you are right, I meant this person, oh, this is this person, and then even when they correct, they don't give the real information. They didn't give trauma zone on that list, and we both know that was probably the most significant documentary made in the last at least half decade, especially given it's the biggest war in the world right now. And it came out right in the middle of it.
And it was a full-blown series, yeah.
Full-blown, 9-part BBC. Like, we're not talking
Adam
this YouTuber.
Curtis.
Like,
yeah.
The BBC, which is arguably the biggest broadcasting network in the entire world that's ever existed. And he did a 9-part miniseries, docu-series with real footage of the fall of
just
the
footage.
Soviet Union
There's
and the
no
emergence
talking.
Of Russia and Putin and how it led into the war with Ukraine and released it in 2022, right when the whole war thing was maximum fucking attention.
Yeah.
And ChatGPT is going to be like, oops, sorry.
That's the one I forgot.
We skipped. Like, we have these obscure, like, 45-minute films about, like, not that they're not great documentaries, not taken away from the docs, but, like, okay, a 45-minute documentary about the British transformation of, like, you know, Eastern culture with Western influence or whatever, right? Like,
yeah.
Still good, right? But come on.
Well, that's why, you know what? That's why
9 hours.
Yeah, that's why I don't use ChatGPT, because I don't want to, like, replacing it as Google is really volatile.
So this is the thing, this is why we are at an interesting axis in our lives, because we are at this access point in our lives where I am at this like they say that our lives are divided up into 4 quarters. You're entering your second quarter. I'm entering my third quarter. Like, there's different, like, I'm 3/4 quarter. You're entering your second quarter. Like, the intersection of that is basically, like, I'm trying to completely reduce all trivial distractions, like, all abstract, basically, nonsense, like non-applicable. I shouldn't say nonsense, just basically all the abstract non-applicable factors in my life that just lead to stress. Like you know what I mean? So that I can have a clear mind and like focus on this transition, right? Like I just did this whole second stage. I just did this whole thing that you're going into.
Yeah. The thing is,
so like,
it's not always about reducing the outside
factors. You're going to need, I didn't say reducing outside factors. I said, what did I say? Reducing what?
Stress.
What were the exact words?
Well, I don't remember.
Non-applicable factors.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Yes. Okay. But how do you?
Most exterior things are applicable. Like if you're walking down a road, if you're eating food, that's very applicable.
So what's a non-applicable?
Depends on you as a person and a bunch of aspects, but in a simplistic way and staying on subject, to me, non-applicable is basically would be the war in Ukraine if my US tax dollars weren't going towards it. For example.
Okay. Not applicable to you.
Yeah, like I would say the war in Sudan, with Saudi Arabia and Sudan. Like it's horrible, like the war in the Congo. Horrible, like terrible. Okay, I'm probably getting a fucking blood mineral in my iPhone. Like bad, bad, right? Okay, I get all that. So I'm not trying to be insensitive. I'm just saying, like, right now in my day-to-day life, it's an abstract, non-applicable. It's a device. It's a part of a phone. It's not like a music that's on or the weather right now or like yeah. the way this food tastes or like how I feel with the person I'm with. It's like a fucking extra abstract, non-applicable.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Right? So like the middle half of your life, you basically have to deal with a fucking bunch of like applicables, but applicables that are like, you don't want to deal with. And then the second half of your life, basically, so the third and fourth quarter, if you're good, if you do things right, the third quarter is like you're pretty much getting out of all the non-applicable things that you had to deal with at some point and like are still lingering and able to then focus on all the super applicable, relevant, like your close friendships, like your real family, like you're de-stressing, like your present being, like you're really your good foods. You know what I mean? Like your tastes, like, you know what I mean? Art, you know? And like when you are entering into that second phase that you come out of, that I'm coming out of it and entering into my third phase, still, I'll get the tail end in a second. I'm not out because I'm not 50. When I'm 50, that'll be basically the exit of the quarter is what they say. Because, you know, 100 is a basic... You know, sometimes it's 80s, sometimes it's 90s. So basically, you're coming out of a time when you didn't have to really, you know, you only had to deal with the things you had to deal with for better or for worse. And so they were all applicable, you know, it's all applicable because it's fucking reality for you. Like, but now you're entering this time where it's like, you're able to like diversify and like find what's applicable and like separate what's not applicable and just focus on the applicable things, external and internal.
So what do you have in your life right now that you deem is not applicable?
Oh, well, ChatGPT, for example, a lot of the... Tripping. That's level two. You got three locks on the door, each one increasingly stronger. And depending on the level of weird highness, you know, usually go to level two. Have you seen the lock on level three?
I have.
Have you seen how strong it is? It's like panic bolt. Dude, I'm so paranoid. Like when they were doing the work today, I looked at the keys to make sure they didn't take a copy of the keys to make while they were gone. And I come back and like put them back and have a copy of the key set. People do that shit.
It's
wild.
Look
at me crazy. But
no, I don't. I'm sure you've seen it. That's why you're thinking this way, you know?
Well, it's usually more worth a bother for higher end, you know? Like, that's the thing. Like, your legs get longer every time I look at them.
Longer?
Extremely long legs. Like, yeah, you know what? She stresses me out a lot, but she sure got some long white legs, and that's worth a lot these days. Sir. No, she girl's got some very long, very white legs, and I wonder if I could take her out. That's not.
What is this men's obsession with legs?
Long legs.
Long legs.
White legs.
Long white legs.
I describe it in my poetry as being like a ray of light to heaven, like lightning bolts. You know what I mean? Like you can't just, they're the best. Mm. Like I'm like, it's kind of like, it's going to sound real bad, but it's kind of like, if they ain't white legs, they ain't legs. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just not interested.
Many, many men out there.
Like, you might
I
as well
know.
Just be wheeling yourself around on a cart. Because I ain't walking anywhere with those things. I'm just kidding. It's a neighbor's dog just barked.
I don't know whose dog that was, but
yeah. That's a neighbor two floors down on the left. I don't know. I'm just like, you know, I'm thinking about getting a gun.
Here?
Yeah. With a silencer on it. Because they're loud. Like, even if someone, even if I had to shoot someone inside, I wouldn't want to do it without a silencer. Like, self-defense, whatever, it's just... You know, a lot, California made silencers illegal. I'm like, ugh. What the fuck? I want to hear the bang. When I let a round off in the chest. Just kidding. No, but that's really what you want to aim for. People try to go for the head, but if you're a bad shot and you're using a short arm, heads move around. You know what doesn't move? Center of gravity.
Yeah.
Big wide chest. You aim for that, you'll probably at least get one or two that fucking hit something. You know what I mean?
Lungs.
Heart. It's all bad. Oh, bullet through the lungs. I don't think they're gonna worry about robbing you anymore at that point. They're just gonna be like, I need to go hospital now. They'll probably ask you to please call. The police. And I'll call. 1, 2, 3. You know, and then the police will come and take them away, you know, probably patch them up. Hopefully, you know, I mean, I'm not
sure. What happened to you though? They'd like start questioning you.
What happened? Oh, this guy broke into your home and you shot him.
Oh, I guess here the system is simple and you can just say
in Texas, it's not even like the sheriff will throw the dead body in the back of the truck, and take it to the morgue.
Oh, shit.
What happened? He what? He just busted in your home? Just busted in. Fuck yeah, I shot him too. Billy. Yeah, Billy gonna grab and pull the truck around, which throw in a body. Well, you know in this, you know in those counties, this is true. So in a lot of rural counties, the sheriff is also the coroner, chief coroner. If you think about it, it makes sense for a law because it's like back in the day, the biggest crime was like we got a dead body. Like, that was bad. You're never supposed to kill people. That shit's always like, the fuck, right? So having the sheriff be the coroner when you're in a small town with not a lot of law, right? Because they're going to decide. They're going to know real quick if there's foul play or not.
Mm.
And if there's foul play in the county, they're going to investigate. So sheriffs are a lot of times coroners. So, like, I'm pretty sure that's not that far from how it goes. The sheriff shows up. Sheriff's also the coroner, but usually it's the head sheriff. Usually the head sheriff doesn't show up to every fucking dead body that just pops up. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Yeah, head sheriff, coroner. I know. Not a job that sounds really fucking uplifting, to be honest. You know, sheriff / coroner, like, I'm good. Especially head sheriff. Hey, boss, what are we going to do? I have no fucking idea, all right? Don't ask me. I'm just trying to chill with my partner, maybe watch a movie, make some pasta. Like, I don't know who killed Billy, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not trying to, oh, we found Billy with 7 stab wounds in the chest. Oh, well, I don't want to have anything. I want to be as far away from anything involving that as possible. Thank you. I will not be investigating. I will be headed back now. Like, oh, no, but you're the head sheriff, so you're also the coroner. So actually, you have to drive with the dead body and inspect it at the morgue. Like, I thought I was going to have an early Saturday, but apparently, you know what I mean? Like, that's not sound like a fun position at all. So, yeah, that's how it goes down in Texas. So, yeah, and you can have a silencer. Like, yeah. And that's how, you know what I mean? I mean, I'm not saying it's good to shoot
people.
It's
logical.
Dude. There's been times when I've been fucking scared and people have been bigger than me and could hurt me and I had a gun and it saved my life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not that big. And two big dudes that want to come hurt you are going to fuck you up.
Yeah.
But if you have a gun, they are not going to fuck you up. Mm-hmm. They're going to not attack you. You know, they're going to see the gun and either they leave right then or they get shot. Like, fuck.
Yeah.
That's why they call the gun the peacemaker and the peacekeeper. You know?
No, I don't know.
The Grand Reaper.
All right.
And the must
And that'll be all.
Okay,
this
episode. All right, do you want to put the music on for real? Do you want to put the music on?
No.
Do we cover everything?
I think we covered enough.
All right.
Oh, no. All right. I'm going to go. Right.
You want to hit the music? I mean, I have these giant, long, thick, heavy legs on me. So I cannot make it. Like, this is like a good time when it'd be nice to have like an extendable arm. Like, so funny. No, for real. All right. That sounds good. I'm glad you you readjusted well. And I'll see you around. Okay. So cool. Got it. Boom. Well, you want me to hum the song? You can sing along, or how you want to do this?
Okay. No, I thought we were getting up now.
Aaron, that's not the song. It sounded kind of accurate at first, but then you just ended up humming something completely different.
Wee!
You want to hum it? Let's hear it, Cotty. Let's hear it, Lexi.
I think that's the
Trippin' Bigly. No, that's yours. That's yours. Ah, ow, damn. What? Damn, she'll wield those legs. Seriously? Too. To her, like, she'll start pushing and freaking moving and pressing.
Your leg is crushing
your
me.
Your leg literally weighs more than the rest of your body combined. I think just a singular leg. Together, your legs. Have you seen how big your leg really is compared to the rest of your body? Look at this. How long is it? Put your arm up there. Yeah. Look at the side. How many of your arms can fit in that leg, do you think?
I don't know.
Several. Have you seen the size of your head lately? Let me show you. Your head is about that big. See? Like that. And this wide. This wide. So your leg could probably fit just one leg, the weight of both your arms and your head. And your chest. Probably. But I don't know. Yeah. This from here down. Probably, yeah. And the other one is probably, so this is probably, actually, it's probably like, this is probably one third. And then these are each two thirds. So it's probably not exactly like double, but it's probably
That's the golden proportion.
Is
yeah.
it really?
That's what my mom told me.
Each leg weighs the same as your upper half?
So it's supposed to be like from, you're like supposed to be two thirds of your body and everything else is one third.
When you thought the podcast was over.
Otherwise,
my mom once told me.
Otherwise, if it's half, no, it's true. Because otherwise, if it's half and half, it's weird and you look unproportionate, and like, it's not as beautiful. Your legs are too short because your torso is too long.
Well, half and half.
Yeah, because you're.
Oh, I see. If this is a one half and that's one half.
Yeah, because then you have a long torso.
Yeah, or on the other side, which is basically each leg is double what the top half is. Like, you see some people.
Oh yeah.
And you're like, damn, they could just cut their first half. They could just cut their upper half off and times two and it would fit like in their thigh. Like, they got some, like, you don't want a round thigh. You know what I mean? You don't want like a round layered thigh. You know, you want something a little more like long, ovalated. You know what I mean? You don't want that ground round
thunder thighs. That's what we call them.
Thunder thighs are not as bad as ground round. I just thought of ground round, but it sounds appropriate. hey, ground round sound appropriate. Let's hear an accent, Kat. Let's hear an accent.
What kind of accent?
Lexi.
Huh?
Kati. Let's just hear an accent.
Tell me one to do and I'll do it.
Anyone. Do the older black man.
Let me see. I don't think I could do it, actually.
Well,
you do it. Try it.
You want me to do? I'll do it if I need to. But I'm saying, like, you about to do a duck with me?
You just sound like you're from Alabama.
Really?
real South. Oh, you didn't specify. You specify. You know what I sound more like than a black man?
A gay white man.
Black woman? Sound like a real black woman. You know what I mean? I'll show you what it like.
I think for real this time.
Have you been to Alabama?
No.
Have you been to Alabama?
No.
What? Let me tell you, girl.
No. You can tell them, but I'm leaving. See ya.
Woo! Woo! There she goes. She just likes to do this thing where she's like, go over here, go over there. Wee, bye.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It's been
real. At least something. Ah, wow. Wow. Ah, yeah. Oh. Ah. Whoa.
Then I started really freaking out.
When did you realize there was something wrong with him? Well, he started to be like, ah, my bones. My bones. I'm feeling in my bones. Like a deep, deep.
Like that deep, deep thing.
Like that deep, deep thing in my bones, gal. No. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Maybe you have dengue.
Oh, no. No, get off. Get off. No. No, I think it might be Lyme's for real. I think that I got bit by a bunch of ticks in the Hamptons.
And
my friends didn't want to scare me. So they're like, those aren't ticks. Those are chiggers. And I was like, I don't think they're chiggers. Like, they look like ticks. Like, I Googled it. But then I Googled something else, and it showed something.
But do ticks cause your spine to deteriorate?
Lyme's disease.
Lyme disease. Okay. Lyme, really?
Immobilizes people. Some people, immobilizes people. Like, the fact, like, that's why I'm like.
You have those, are you taking your tick pills?
Sometimes I do. I should take a couple right now. It should be in my regimen. It really should. I really should be eating those. It's so ridiculous that I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm really off base.
Yeah.
I need to get back on base, Katya. And I'm going to get you it right now. I'm going to get them. I'm going to eat them. I'll eat them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then you can avoid pain in the future.
I'll eat them right now.
Good.
Okay. I see them from here.
Okay.
I can see them.
Yeah.
They're the one big black bottle on the middle shelf. I see them from right here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you don't see them? Oh, come on. You see them.
I'm tired of
this. You see them. You see. Ew, that's my nuts. Time out. Money time out. Yeah. It is kind of weird that, like, Joe Rogan, like, his biggest thing that he promotes. I mean, comedy, too, but, like, really fighting. And, like, really, it's so gross. Like, people are like, oh, I'm from your culture. Oh, I respect you. Okay, then we're going to punch each other in the face. Like, what? No, don't do it. Ooh, okay. All right, fine. Let's have a proper outro. Let's go. Come on. Here. Proper outro. Don't drag too far. Go, say some fire. I'm gonna get geared up.
Yeah. Gear up. This
ready?
Is long as hell.
You see how this goes? This was actually really long.
Yeah, it's been like 2 hours.
Oh my God. That's wild. I appreciate it though.
Uh-huh.
This is good. This is good. Okay.
All right.
Final thoughts?
Yeah, no, that's it. It's been 2 hours. 2 hours. Are you serious?
Okay.
Come on.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Fine. You want it? You go ahead. Go ahead. Kick us off.
Now. And thanks, folks. We'll see you in here next week.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, thank you very much for listening to yet another episode.
I'm really so enthusiastic. It's just, it's hard for me to express that.
Yes, the aliens. It's ChatGPT. Oh, no. Oh, she a little face licker.
Are you calling me?
Taco-eating, muffin-bumping liquor.
Shout out to Nikki Brown.
The fuck are you talking about?
Musician.
No. No, that's the wrong tap.
He's playing tomorrow.
In Medellin?
Yeah. Miggy Brown tomorrow.
Let's go see him.
Yeah.
Do you really want to go?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a DJ.
We're safe too, because this episode doesn't come out for a few more weeks.
DJ Miggy Brown.
Is he in Poblado? I'm not going to Lorella's. You know how I feel about that.
I have to double check. I think so.
I am not going to. We should be throwing. We should. Okay. Okay. Fine. If he's in Poblado, I will go. But I'm wearing a, tracksuit.
If he's in Poblado, I'm sure you will go.
I'm wearing a tracksuit though.
A tracksuit. Got
you
it.
You can't get me out of my sweats.
Check.
Hey, 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 check. Tracksuit check. Tracksuit check, check. Tracksuit check. Wow, I don't know. This is awkward.
Real awkward.
This is really awkward.
Awkward and uncomfortable.
We had something we said in the show that we'll never remember that was probably pretty good that smoothed everything out. So, oh, I remember what it was. Have you drinking your water? Did you drink your water today? Stay hydrated. Wow, and that's crazy because that's important. And the fact that that got cut out, did that really get cut out?
Is that what we're talking about?
Right, remember? Because you were like, oh, you were like laughing about the pills. And then,
oh, yeah.
You know, drinking, I was like, yeah, yeah, what's the thought? What's the, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't forget to drink your water. Stay hydrated.
Yeah, I remember that now.
Stay hydrated, humans. Seriously, they're trying to divide us. They're trying to divide us and isolate us. And just like, stay healthy, stay human. Do you want to do the outro?
Yes, sir.
Okay, ready?
How much energy I have left for this outro? My last two brain cells are dancing around in my head. They're doing a little jig, you know? Yeah. I wanted to leave this podcast an hour ago, but here I am. Wearing this outro. Yeah.
Yeah, wee! Peace and love. Oh, now it's legit.